Croeso, and welcome to the podcast. Oh, fucking hell.
Stumbled at the first head.
We haven't done this in so long, I forgot the cadence. We'll keep all this in. Croeso, and welcome to another episode of Tales for Wales, the podcast that is too busy to do a fucking proper episode, because please forgive us that one of us is close to a fucking mental breakdown, so just back off, okay, because I'm about to fucking snap.
We have a goddamn life, alright?
Oh, guys, man. It's not even a life. I could handle a life, but life has been throwing everything at me at the moment, and it is busy, and we've never missed a week, so forgive us this one, and we never will. We do everything we can to keep an episode out every week, but I've got too much going on. I've got family stuff, I've got work stuff, I've got everything going on.
Have a life, more like want to end your life, am I right?
I want to shoot myself in the head. It's just a bit too, that didn't even rhyme with life. It's just what I wanted to do. But I've got, yeah, I'll put my hands on it. Right, sorry, I ain't got the time. I'm apologetic. We have to do a Patreon episode because it's going out tomorrow, and people can pay for it.
Goddamn deadline.
Our plan, you know, if you pay for the podcast, you deserve not to get any, like, you know, bump on the way back.
Delays and shit.
And our plan was to record an episode after that, but it overran on the Patreon episode, and I just generally am swamped. But we've got a really good plan in place for the next couple of weeks. We're going to do some fun Welsh in the USA lead up to the Olympics, the opposite of the Olympics, the elections.
The American Olympics, the biggest Olympics of all, the presidential Olympics.
The Olympics of the mind. Yeah. So we're going to do like some fun Welsh stuff around there, and we've got some episodes lined up after that, and we've got everything booked in for actual records. But today, please God forgive us, please God, I'm
please
on my knees.
Be kind and gentle with us. Yes,
we're going to give you a glimpse behind the paywall and show you
paywall
what it's
curtain.
Like if you were to get behind, which I would say at the moment we're doing our best work on Patreon. Like, we would love doing the main feed, and we'll always do the main feed, but every 2 weeks we do a Patreon episode of this. We're really enjoying them. We're finding them, some of them are stupid.
The thing is with the Patreon, what I love is that we're not shackled. There's no shackles upon us, because as you said before, there's the paywall curtain there, so we can be a little bit
edit.
Yeah, so you get all the shit that we really don't want out in the public that we cut out of these episodes. You get them all.
Yeah. Warts and all. You get us warts and all.
But and it is very it's very warty. As well.
You need some fucking you need to go see a dermatologist for how warty it gets.
Get a couple of those fucking like ice guns on you, because it's gonna get warty if you fucking join the Patreon.
But I hate the fact we know that's a reference. Rank. It is on the Patreon. We wouldn't cut that out. We might cut it out of here. we on the Patreon stuff. We said something the other day, and you were like, "Oh, you might want to cut that," but we can't. You physically can't cut it because we've made
a vow to never cut.
But everyone on the Patreon is sound, so we're not in, you know, they won't grass us up. And also, you get loads of like perks of being on there. I'm sure we mentioned it 100 times, but we do things like we don't just cover, like, so if you're a Patreon member and you apply for one of the tiers, we'll do an episode based on your hometown, which might sound like a bit random, but you end up learning so much. Like, we cover the etymology, which me and Jack fucking love, and then the history. Like, every town in Wales has had a battle or a fight, or
it's got something
or folklore. We got like folklore around there. So like, Jack did a really interesting episode around Caerleon recently, which is like the etymology around there is around Caer meaning the Welsh word for if there's a fort or a castle nearby, and Leon being the Welsh word for legion, meaning it was like a Roman legion nearby. And it's like just mad interesting shit like that. Mad interesting, bro.
Sick, brother.
We also do like stupid episodes where we made like a Welsh themed hotel where, like, in the hotel, it was like, oh, I won't spoil it, but there's like, we have like we both come together with ideas. Like, we'll have, say, 6 or 10 criterion, and it'll be like, so what would be the music in the hotel lobby? What would be the waiters? And we'll both come with ideas, and we'll spitball them. Did we decide what we're going to release for this one?
I think we said it was the theme park we made. The Welsh, yeah. The perfect Welsh theme park we decided on. We were very, very drunk at this point when we came up. Yeah, that's another thing. That's another thing we need to say. We always do the patrons after we do the episodes because our booze intake is way higher. So if you like that, if you like that element of it, us being a bit more off kilter and a bit more sloppy, dare I say.
Sloppy.
You might like that.
But we also, it's a nice community. Toppies. Like, people get into, so we had a really good one, Jana Banana from like America, who's from, you did the episode on, where was it? It's, where was Oklahoma, her hometown? Baby. Oklahoma. And we learned loads about like the Welsh influence with some Native Americans over there.
That's the thing I've loved about it as well. It's like, I was like, Oklahoma, right? There's not going to be much of anything, if at all, of a Welsh connection there. And lo and behold, there was like, it wasn't like the whole place is fucking Welsh descended, but there was plenty to go off that you didn't even know about.
And so we do all that kind of stuff. We learn more about people who listen to our show, and we also like just learn like Welsh stuff. And then we do stupid episodes. And also we thought I hate being like the salesperson, like, but it does massively help with keeping the lights on here. Like, we don't do adverts. We don't really want to like do all that stuff because it is annoying when you listen to podcasts with us. So people who are on the Patreon are the reason why we can keep doing this quite easily. If you like this episode and you might want to get involved, or you might want to listen to a few couple of weeks, if you listen for a couple of months but then you decide it's not for you, we'll still do the episode around your town. We don't want to like trick you out of money or whatever. So we've done that.
And
before.
Also there's maybe this is probably for just me and you, but there are options on Patreon where you can do like little offers for like, you can like reduce the amount.
I can't be asked to edit, overall, mate, so this is staying in today.
You know what I mean? I was basically saying maybe we'll look into like doing little discount things for like the next Christmas or something. I don't know. And
we'll.
Yeah, so maybe we'll put some discounts in, or we'll do like, I think what they can let you do on Patreon is, if you pay for like a bulk, so like 3 months, 6 months, a year, you can do it at an average less cost for a month.
I'll say that now.
Whatever,
And because we're doing this for like a one-off special episode, we're also going to do like a deal on Patreon that if you sign up for a couple of months, you get a bulk buy deal or whatever. Jack might know more about it, but
basically you get the same thing for less than if you're doing it monthly, essentially. I need to look into Patreon stuff. We're decent at it, but we're not quite as clued up as maybe we should be. So we'll do a little discounty thing. So around Christmas time, we'll maybe do something like that. I don't know.
Well, I reckon if it's going out with this episode, do it for this episode, because this is like this is when we're selling it. So another note for us.
Now it makes it look like we didn't have a plan.
No, we'll note it again. We'll say it from here. Right, I'll start again. We'll edit all the last bits out. We'll see. And also, we decided, because we're doing this, we're pushing this episode, we want to kind of push the Patreon a little bit more. There's also a discount if you like sign up for a couple of months rather than doing a rolling month thingy. So if you fancy listening to like 3 or 6 months, there's possibly going to be a discount. We haven't quite figured it out, but by the time this comes out, it'll be in the show notes and you'll find it from there.
There's also like options to like, if you didn't want to sign up for months at a time or whatever, you can buy like individual content for like a couple of quid here, a couple of quid there, whatever. We set all that up stuff up. There's many an option.
I hate being salesy. Any
perspective. I hate it.
It's not our vibe.
If you can tell by my flapping type of vibe I've got in my voice.
But we're really proud of what we're doing over there. We're really proud of this podcast, and a big part of it, like we said, keeps going because of the Patreon. So if you like us, if you fancy giving us a little bit of help to keep it going and maybe pursuing this a bit longer term, head on over to patreon.wales.com.tales. I don't know what it is.
It's... Oh, hang on. I need to remember this now. Imagine it's Tales for Wales.
We're not even knowing what it is.
I know. We would be shit salesmen. Tales for Wales, all the words, not the number that we usually do in the middle.
Oh, yeah. So Tales for Wales.
Patreon. Tales for Wales.
Patreon.com/Tales for Wales. Have Tales we made. I, if I heard this, I'd I'd actually unsubscribe from us because we're so bad at doing this. You'd
say these guys are a couple of mooks. Is that the term? Mooks.
Yeah. Before we go, let me just give you a quick update in my life for a bit of balance. It's all been a bit serious, a bit boring. I've told you before, I've had a lot going on. Family members not being very well, been working quite a lot, blah, 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 blah. I took the dog for a walk the other day and I was in a bit of a daze, quite out of it. And I was like thinking about 1,000 different things, like house sale, trying to buy a house, blah, blah, blah. Like really was a little bit like, you know, it's called like a disassociation when you're kind of like, you're there, but you're not there.
Mind goes, yeah.
Yeah. And I was walking the dog and I walked past a school yard, like a primary school. And there's like a kids' play area, then a primary school, and I work with Bo around there. And as I was walking,
and those pedo urges just came back. Well,
this is where I'm going. I was walking past. And
what?
Then
this is where I'm going. What do you mean?
Oh no! I walked past the school like I do every day, and this girl started doing mad keepy ups. And then she did like a rainbow kick, so like kicked it around her head, and then like she was kicking against the wall. And I'd say she's about less than 8 or 9. And then she volleyed it against the board, so the wall, so it bounced back. So when you volley it, you hit it in midair, hits the wall, right. Came back to her.
You to start saying something along the lines of, and I didn't find it attractive, because urges, and you just went, yeah, and you carried on just describing what this girl was doing.
I'm saying, I'm aware how it looked, but I saw this young person doing insane football. But I was like, oh my God, this is like genuinely insane skills on the ball, like insane. And I was walking Bo, and I kept walking back thinking, that's insane. I cannot believe someone that young is being that talented. And it's like, it kept
you were going, bloody hell.
And then I realized, oh, that's not the best look to be looking at people, kids in the playground. And then the next day I came back, and then another young girl was doing hands-free cartwheels. So she was running. And then it's like a cartwheel.
What's that called? Matrix, I know what you mean, style. Where it's,
So she'll like look to do her hands on the floor, but that's the hands don't go on the floor. And she'll just do that. And I was like, fucking hell, this is insane. But then I realized this is 2 days in a row I've walked to a school with young people and I'm staring in awe.
The parents. Parents are like, he's always here. He's always here looking.
I started panicking and I pretended to be on the phone, like that was going to help. My phone wasn't even in my hands. I was walking, dog in one hand, thingy. No one was around me, and no one said anything. I went, "Oh God, I look like a nonce."
People don't know as well. Frank's dog is tiny, so yeah. Like, oh, tiny dog likes tiny children. Classic.
Oh, that's disgusting. But I was just thinking, I'm such an anxious person. No one said anything. No one was even looking around. I went, right, pretend you're on the phone. Pretend you're saying
as if that changes something. Yeah, he'd been staring at the kids for 2 days in a row, but he was on the phone. He was on the phone. I mean, you said you were staring. It sounds like you were staring.
Why do I?
But to it, you were staring at admittedly very talented children. That's why. If it was on Britain's Got Talent, no one would fucking bat an eye, would they?
Why did I go down this avenue when we're trying to promote the
Why
Patreon?
Did you bring this up? Do you know what I've got something to say as well.
What a natural way of bringing it up.
I know, yeah. So, do you remember an old film called Mystery Men with
Willow.
Ben Stiller?
No.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
You don't remember Mystery Men? No. It was, I'm looking at it now, it came out in 1999, we were the ripe age of 9. You'd consider it ripe, I imagine, with your fucking...
Oh, I don't know.
What you've been doing lately.
No.
But, it was, I remember watching it when I was like a teenager, right? Yeah. I hadn't seen it for years and years and years. And it was just on my little dodgy app I got, right? And I was cycling through the little movie channels. And this came on, I thought, oh, watch this for a bit. It's quite shit, right? Mm. But there's some bits that are like, I don't know if they've just aged so poorly that it's hilarious. But there's like, so Hank Azaria is in it, right? The guy who does Mo Sislak's voice.
Yeah.
Bart Simpson. Yeah. He's in Friends. I don't think it's Bart,
actually. No, he's not Bart.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He does Mo. He does. I think he did Apu.
He does loads of voices. Yeah,
booted. Yeah.
He's also Phoebe's has boyfriend in.
That's right.
In Friends.
In Friends. So they're all basically like reject superheroes, right? Mm. And they're all shit. And basically, Hank Azaria in it is he's American, but he puts on a British accent. He dresses up in like a turban and like a regal kind of like Indian garb, if you
Are
like.
Are we trying to offend everyone with our pictures?
I'm not trying to, but I'm just describing the movie, right? This is not my movie. I didn't write it.
How's it racist to do a voice?
Yeah, oh, come on. I'm just quoting. But the. But his superpower is he launches forks at people. He can like fling forks, right?
Is it comedy?
And his name, he puts on a British accent. He calls himself the Blue Rajah. And he goes, "I'm the Blue Rajah," and he throws forks at people in this like Indian garb. I was like, "What is this fucking film?" And like, it's Pee Wee Herman. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, the guy
who plays Pee Wee Herman. He plays a character in it, right? Whose superpower is he can do like targeted farts. Like he pulls his own finger and goes, and like it'll knock someone out.
We should cancel this episode. Worthy of.
It's also got Cal from Keenan and Cal, whose power is to become invisible, but he can only do it if you're not looking at him.
Now that's quite good.
Yeah. It's and like Ben Stiller's in it. This guy called I think he's called like Mr. Furious or something like that. And his superpower is he just gets quite angry and stuff. It was quite a treat.
If this is appropriate for this is the kind of shit we do on the Patreon where we then go, it's too late, it's going out live.
Well, it's perfect. This is what we're trying to sell. Yeah.
Anyway,
join the Patreon for you and me talking about the Blue Rajah more. Yeah.
And if you want me to say, yeah, sounds like a paedophile, anyway, perfect. It's been a busy month for us. We will definitely be back to normal broadcasting next Sunday.
You said that so much like an excuse for this episode. Listen, it's been a busy month, all right? We can't come up with the goods this week.
It's been a lot going on. So from the 27th until the... We've got from the 27th to the 10th of November all planned and ready to go. So we've got some good Welsh and America episodes. And
we'll be back on it then. We're back to regular viewing.
I've spent so long researching Lord Rees, who I think is quickly becoming my favourite Welsh leader behind Gwen Llian.
I'm genuinely looking forward to it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We mentioned that tonight, weren't we? But I wanted to give it the respect it deserved and not like cut it short. So we're going to do that properly. Thanks for sticking with us for this one. I mean, we're 20 minutes in already, man. Oh, it's all fucking nonsense.
Yeah, we're all good.
Well, Diolch and Grana, we love you loads. Get around the Patreon if you could.
Diolch, everyone.
Give us your cold, hard cash. Also, if you don't and you can't be bothered, you don't want to, it's fine. Who gives a shit? Like, why would we care?
Yeah, we're easy anyway.
Why would we care? I didn't mean why would we care.
Why?
Why? Well, sometimes you listen to some episodes and they're like, especially like the Mike Bubbins guy from Socially Distance, where he gets like a massive go. He's like, what, you're round dodging cunts. Why don't you pay? He's like, you put it out for free. You can't just give it out for free. And they'd be like, why aren't you paying for this? Because it's free. Anyway,
did you say he's a bit of a weirdo anyway? And you said him on Instagram, you were saying like, yeah.
He's just a bit of a boomer.
Arguments.
Yeah. He gets into arguments. He seems like a very sweet man, but he gets very angry very quickly with people he's never met. And it's always a bit like, chill out, mate. We need to cut
a bit of judgment coming from the pedo. Anyway, all right, let's call it there.
This needs to be slightly edited. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, you join me tonight live at the scene of the BBC where we discuss heavily the serious topics of Welsh history. You're joined by your academic leaders and the authority on all things Welsh history. Jack Newby, how are you tonight, good sir?
Yeah, I'm all right, Frank. Yeah, I'm okay. Down here live on the ground in my man cave talking to you with a couple of rums in my hand. I know you hate man cave, but that's the best thing to call it, isn't it?
It's a It's a room with a pull-out bed. I know, office. But it's just like, people want to say it's a man cave.
How dare you hit so close to home?
They imply like, oh, I've got this man cave. It's like, it's your whole house. Why? It's such like a thing where the wife has control of all the rooms, and then because guys make things disgusting and horrible, they go, okay, you can make this room into a cave because you're dirty and grubby.
A dank, dirty, damp ruined cave, yeah. I mean, yeah, it is your typical man cave. I got my PS5. I got my pull-out sofa. I got
You've
my
got
games.
Your walking treadmill.
I got my walking treadmill. I got my my beer fridge.
Oh,
you know,
mate, I didn't tell you.
Pretty sweet.
I've been fucking stressed recently. I've been having crazy panic attacks. Like I'm a seasoned pro at panic attacks. But I've been having them every single night for 10 days straight. Like fucking Jesus. So many. And I'd like not always 100% sure what they caused, but one of the things it was the flat. We can't sell the flat because of the cladding issues. The fucking cunty builders who built the place are like, literally ignored every single thing we'd like, you know.
It angers me, let alone, I can't imagine what you guys
Well, this will anger you more. Welsh government, which I'm fucking internally grateful for, but also pissed off. Met up with them on Tuesday and said, anything you can't pay for, we're going to pay it, and it's done. So now we can sell our flat. Even though these cunts are getting away with stuff, which I'm really like, well, no, they shouldn't be allowed to get away with this. Make them pay. It's just...
You almost want to refuse Welsh government's money. You're
Welsh
like, no,
government,
I
like,
fight the
because they know how much it's fucked so many of us living down here. They've stood in and like they just said, yeah, right, we'll sort it so you can sell. So now we can sell. So God, we're looking to move.
Oh, that's amazing. That amazing news for you. Yeah, absolutely disgusting news.
I know.
For the fact that these absolute criminals are getting away with it. It's fucking disgusting.
I know. It's so annoying. And I think it differs between how big the company is. The one who built our apartments is relatively small. They're based in Bristol. So they've been left out of the conversation for the bigger stuff. Like Red Row, I think they're called, have actually paid. Red Row paid. Like the bigger ones, Persimmons, I think, have paid. But this one here is so small, but it will just leave us in fucking limbo for so long. But anyway, it means we can move, and we're fucking buzzing. We're going to view a house on Sunday. We're going to start like looking around and stuff.
Oh,
and,
mate, that's so good.
Emma was like, "Do you want to make a man cave?" I was like, "The house shall be my cave. The house shall be my dwelling."
You won't have a say in anything.
Well, do you know, there's a reverse of the man cave called the shed, a she shed. I think it's called a she shed. And it's a place where lots of women make, because they were sick of people saying, oh, it's a man cave or a man shed. It's called like a she shed where they make it into a place where they can do like nice things like yoga, meditation. And it's a part of the house where they can make sure it's their own place. And it's so funny, like the difference between what stereotypical guys do is we make it into a grot den where we can play games in the dark. And when like women do it, they make these beautiful rooms that they have like self-reflection, meditation, all these beautiful things.
She shed.
I think it's called a she shed. Yeah, I think they're like shed. Yeah, the she shed. Yeah, it's like that was like the thing
that
we took over.
But that's so good, mate. Are you buying a house down near me then, or what?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, North Cardiff for sure. We're going to look at old St. Melons. Because there's like some, but we were only going to do that. We actually had that booked in prior to even finding this shit out about the flat thing. But now, because they're like new builds, so we could buy it in Emma's name because she's a first time buyer, and it like we could do it that way and keep the flat, but we'd be fucking broke. But it was a way of getting out of here. But now it means we could go anywhere. So we're going to start looking properly.
Wheels your oyster. Yeah.
Well, the thing, we were looking at by you because I can catch the train to Central, so we can still go to London for like, you know, because I go there like twice a month. I still need to be within like train journey away. But yeah, we're buzzing. We're so excited.
Might be dangerous if you come up nearby me. Like we would just go, I'm going over Frankie's. Frankie's coming over mine or whatever.
And Amy would actively not let us do it.
They'd have to put the kibosh, a little collars on us, a sort of shock collar. When they bury like a lead underneath the garden and like put a collar on a dog, and when you try and leave, we go, and it's like a Pavlovian thing. We go, I can't leave the house.
But I reckon if we are within a hour walk to each other, it's on, baby. Because you can't, because an hour seems too long. But if we do half hour walk each and there's a pub in between, we are so on. No, Emma, she loves us both. I think Amy'd be a bit more anxious because she likes a bit more. She's less. I think she probably thinks I can draw you away.
To begin with, she'd be completely fine with it. And it's just then when it was like, oh, you've been out everywhere. Every day this week or something like that. I think she might have something to say. I would hate that.
I've been married for like 6 weeks. I've seen Emma like once or twice. I've been in fucking Germany for work for ages. I've been so fucking busy. We have like I don't have a free weekend now until end of October, which is fucking disgusting. And it's like middle of fucking August. So, but yeah, I do think, but we could do this like a Tuesday night to go for a pint together. Either way, we're getting sidetracked from the serious.
We're just having a chat, aren't we? We're just having a chat.
We wanted to do like a fun classic Patreon episode where we do a stupid topic. And this is one we wrote when we must have been so pissed because neither of us remember writing it down.
Absolutely reeks of a 3 a.m. idea, this one. And it's create a Welsh theme park. And the little description we had it is, what would be in it?
And we wrote nothing to follow it up.
Quite the question. What would be in it, drunk me and Franks? Yeah, what would be in a Welsh theme park?
Just before we started, so we have no idea what's going to be in this theme park prior to...
The only thing I said was
Beard Gellert, and it could be like a horror ride where you get buried underground for a bit, and then that Tower of Terror in Paris, Disneyland, where you go on this like a big like elevator that drops to the floor. This is something similar. You drop to the floor, you get buried underground, and you feel mega claustrophobic.
you drop lower than the floor, and then loads of fucking earth gets dumped on you.
Like loads of earth gets thrown on you.
But it's okay. We've calculated that human beings can last about a minute without oxygen, so we'll get you out before then.
Should we set some rules? So what the theme would be, what the rides would be. What the ride would actually entail. So what, like, kind of
yeah,
like,
a bit of food,
and like, it has to be like on brand. So it'd be, instead of fries, it would be like, you know, a Welsh version of, like, you know, like in Disneyland, they wouldn't be called fries; they'd be called like
Mickey's fingers. Mickey's That's not what they're called, but you know what I mean.
Here's Mickey fingers. He's like an Irish gangster from
something like from Boston. A fucking Guy Ritchie film. Mickey fingers.
Mickey fingers. Here I am. So theme.
He's a great guy, but watch your wallet about him.
Old sticky Mickey. So theme rides. You could do a couple of rides. What the food would be, and then what the characters walking around the place would be.
Yeah. So who's going to be up in the who's the Goofies and the Donalds of our thing? Yeah.
Should we see how I got with that? That's four things. Do you want one more?
I don't know how much beans you got. You think we got in us for this one? How much leverage and gas?
I think theme has to be Mabinogion.
It's got to be. I think it's got to be mythology.
Mabinogion's or folk history.
Folk history, folk tales, mythology, something like that, you know? Because I think Welsh Welsh mythology. Because if you just do history, that limits you quite a bit. You can't do anything fantastic, then, you know?
Well, you could, if we did Welsh history, we could pick, the characters could be like Jemima, the lady from Tempe who chased the people out.
Oh, you can still have it, mate. Like, all Disney has Star Wars people these days, doesn't it? We can cross contaminate. It's fine.
So the overall theme would be Welsh mythology. So we're thinking fairies. We're thinking Tylwyth Teg. The magical shit. So we are otherworldly. We have the dark prince of the underworld. What's he called?
Arawn, the king of Annwn. I'm trying to think of a good ride now. So you've basically got a great one there with Beard Gellert.
We're writing that down.
What was the one in Oakwood where it goes up and then bounce? Is it bounce? Bounce. So you all get in, and we all know what this is, don't we? It's in like a square shape. You all, you know, lock in. You go up, and then they drop you. But this one goes underground, and you get buried.
Or maybe it could be literally like the reverse of bounce. It goes all the way under. So it goes 100 feet under.
First, and then ratches you up.
Yeah.
Do you think they do what they do in Oakwood on that? Like, I don't know if anyone who's been to Oakwood listening, at the top, there used to be a thing about kicking people's shoes. You kick your shoes off. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
If you went up, there was like the tent that covered like the queue. for when it was raining was covered in shoes. Because people be like, oh, this is a laugh. They kick their shoes off. I imagine they'd be like, man, I got to walk barefoot around here.
Yeah. I actually love Oakwood, by the way. It's such a laugh. We went at uni because we lived like close by. So we'd go quite a lot, like outside of the holiday times. And it was really bleak, but we had the whole place to ourselves. So we'd be on ship as much as we wanted. And the guy would be like, oh, we used to fucking fly on it. I loved it.
I used to love the pirate ship. Pirate ship was class.
Yeah. We got to have a pirate ship one. Barty the pirate ship?
Barty the pirate ship, yeah. Oh, wait, yeah, maybe actually our theme, instead of mythology, should be like Welsh
history.
If you include mythology in history, then yeah, I guess.
Well, what do you think? What were you going to say then?
Like, Bydd Gelert, I would say, is myth.
Mythological, yeah.
So maybe it's like a Welsh history slash myth, or if you are going to be, if you want to be smart about it, Welsh history also includes Welsh mythology, doesn't it?
Well, I think they fall in line.
History of people's tales.
Yeah.
They all fall in line.
It doesn't, history doesn't mean it's true. It just means what people believed. And it, like, so, you know,
like, very profound. I like that.
You'll often say, you know, it's a part of our history that we have the Mabinogion, but it's not all true.
Exactly.
Oh, do you know what could be a good one? It could have a water park next to it. And do you know, like, in the Swansea, the amazing, like, Aquadome? Oh, what's it called? Aquadome in, like, Porthcawl?
I'm not sure, mate.
Aquaworld? Porthcawl. But there's also that one in Swansea, but which was fucking amazing.
Like water park type thing.
Yeah, water park, Swansea.
Oh, Cantra Gwaelod, mate. That's what you could do with that. That'd be so good. Oh, that would be good. You got to, right, this is probably quite dangerous. You wouldn't be able to make it in real life.
Well, it's under a water theme park, because they've got one.
Yeah,
for water.
A water theme park. So I'm thinking, like, you have a model sort of set village or whatever like that, right? And you all go exploring. It's got little tidbits about history and about Cantra Gwaelod. And then you hear, wah, 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 water starts flooding in. They flood the village, right? And then you got to get out quick. Otherwise, I don't know, maybe you drown. Not that you drown, but like you get caught somehow. I'm not sure. I'm not a design man, right? But I think that would be quite cool. You go, oh, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? And then you go, right, run. And then you got to like get out and swim away.
Do you remember Aquadome? Inside, it was designed like an Aztec place, and it's closed down now. But it was like in Port Talbot, and it was where I used to go for like summer holidays, even though I lived in fucking Cardiff. So what shit? Summer holidays.
I know. I've just looked at the images. Yeah. I definitely recognise it.
It has like an outdoor pool, like an outdoor slide that goes out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that
reminds me of Barry Leisure Centre.
The Butlins, probably. Yeah. This is stuff that it used to have the wave machine. It would come on like sporadically, mostly because it's probably broken most of the time. But I fucking loved that.
Yeah, yeah. It's part of the design. Yeah.
So in the water park, we'll call the water park Cantra Gwaelod.
A great idea. Yeah, Cantra Gwaelod. It's got several mini rides within it.
Yeah, one feature is a rising sea level.
Terrifying rise in sea level. Yeah.
One of the things at Swansea Leisure Park, which I think is still open, the water park in there, it has this thing where you like, it's actually class for fucking what it was, especially like 10, 15 years ago. You'd get into a slide, you'd fall down the slide, and then you get into this massive like bowl, and you'd go round and round and round the bowl until you fall out of the fucking nip at the end and you slip out the nip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know
kind
of vibe, yeah?
I know what you... Yeah, I've been on one of them before. Not there, but yeah.
Yeah,
I
mean. But they had that in Swansea, and I think it would be like the cauldron in the Mabinogion, where that... You know the Irish cauldron where they come out, where the dead go into?
The cauldron of rebirth, yeah. That's a good one, yeah.
So cauldron...
Matholwch's cauldron, yeah, that'd be good.
Matholwch's cauldron. How do you spell Matholwch? Give me a little hint.
Math, like Matthew, and then O-L-W, ugh.
Yeah, Matholwch. All right, sweet. Matholwch Cauldron.
Matholwch's Cauldron.
Are we like geniuses?
Someone give us a bit of money and we'll make this. It'd be quite good. I'm trying to think of a good one.
Oh, another water one, too. So one final water one. I think we need one more water one.
Okay, one more water attraction. How about...
Do you know the boats the English ran across when they try to attack from Anglesey Ernest Moran.
Moyle Don.
Yeah.
Moyle Don. That'd be so good, yeah.
You can run across
just the little
them.
Pontoons. You gotta run as quick as you can. And it's like a Takeshi's Castle type thing.
And you have to throw in those. Do you know, like,
maybe like foam arrows?
Yeah, like, yeah, I was going to say foam arrows.
Foam arrows on little, what are they called? You know, massive crossbows, what they called scorpions, are they?
Oh, yeah, those things, yeah.
But
and
massive
also,
foam arrows.
I think they're called noodles in a pool. They're called, like, water noodles.
Yes, noodles. Just launching them at you to, like, knock you off balance.
Because they had it in Cogan Leisure Centre in South Wales, where they had, like, in the summer, they'd have this, like, inflatable, like, part of the swimming pool, which you had to run through, like climb
over,
jump.
It's like a course, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember.
But we have a Moyle Don inflatable zone.
Oh, yes. And then, you've got a split, like, for a kid's trip, you split into the English and the Welsh. Yeah. And the English have got to run across the thing, and the Welsh have got these high powered noodle poppers that fucking nail them. Yeah. Try and
it's
nail
mad,
them
right? It work. I get called in on client for like pitches all the time, where you have to pitch like ideas. So you have like say 20 of you, and you all have to come up with like pitch ideas to like sell a certain idea or a campaign or an awareness. Mm. And I never say anything. The minute it's about Welsh stuff, I cannot stop thinking of ideas.
Listen, try
right, so
and
that's our three rides in the water world.
If we go
back, you know, if you think about his like scenes,
land-based ones now.
Yeah,
there's got to be something with Blood Day with, right? I reckon have like
maybe that could be a chill out zone.
Well, I was going to say like what you could do is have a kind of roller coaster that starts off kind of easy going and no problem. You just sort of go in, you know, like a little sharp turn here. Do you remember Treetops in Oakwood? It's not too
intense.
Which
seems so dangerous because the branches are so close to your head.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, it was among the trees, right? And they did not fucking prune those branches. If you were above 5 foot, you used to get whipped by these fucking branches, I wouldn't believe. I'm not saying put it with the branches, right? But a nice menial, it's like, it's not too bad. Just a tight turn here, a tight turn there. And then you drop into like a bed of flowers. You go through and then you come back up and you are then you become Bladewes Tachian, the owl version. And then it's like a high flyer, like doing loop-de-loops and doing shit like that. I reckon that could work because
I'm
being nice. I've lulled you into false sense of security. Now you're a fucking owl going darting about everywhere.
Oh, class. Yes, please. So, Bladewith roller coaster, treetops esque. Should we move Badgy the Pirate Ship to the water world and then add two more
ones? Add a little extra to the Badgy the Pirate Ship. That like swinging pirate ship thing, but you know when there's like a little body of water underneath it and just a little splash,
so you get wet, people,
you get people viewing going, oh god, they splash me, and then you can charge them for the heating element, a little splash. You can charge them the heating bit. Do you remember that in Oakwood as well when you were next to Hydro?
Yeah, where that person died, which is a bit
grim, isn't it? Yeah.
Well. So the next two for the above world ones, the dry land ones, we could have, what's another cool thing we could have as a ride based on Welsh history?
Not as a ride, but you mentioned earlier about our Bladewith being a chill out zone. Why not the chill out zone as the other world? Because that's meant to be like full of fairies and very fantastical and stuff. You could have like a little pretty garden there. As like a for the oldies or something.
Right, well, that will be this one
need
side.
A fucking break.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have one chill out zone, but I don't think we should make a whole vibe of whole.
Oh,
place,
no.
Yeah. So I'll just put that in for a quick one thing.
Just fuck it off, mate. Neither of us want it.
Yeah, fucking up. Right off. Beth Gannett, Bladewith roller coaster. So Beth Gannett is the drop, right?
You get buried.
What's another good one for like a ride? So it has to be like fantastic, like really like dramatic. What's something we have in our history?
I'm trying to think.
I know what we have.
Go on.
We call it the longbow, and you get placed on one part, and then you see this massive bow get stretched, and then you are like reversed.
I can hear it now going click, 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 click.
I love that. Yeah.
And then shot.
Reverse bungee jump.
Oh, that'd be so good.
So you start on the ground.
Like a kind of vertigo.
Yeah,
I know. I'm comparing everything to Oakwood now.
I was thinking Vertigo as well. Overthinking,
but the opposite. Yeah. So you get lowered down and you hear click, 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 click.
Oh man!
How good would it be as well if the whole thing is, don't know if dangerous would be, the whole thing is a massive arm holding the bow and you hold the string, you know, and then you go.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm sure there'd be safety issues with that.
Well, of course.
What if you are an off thing and you smack the top thing? There we go.
So the longbow, Blodeuwedd with Beth Gellert. So what's good, another one we could have?
All right, how about something like... Oh, I'm trying to think of all the goddamn cool shit in Welsh mythology.
What's some of the cool stories you covered that are like very Welsh and very unique?
I'm trying to think of like things that actually match up to, again, sorry, I'm using Oakwood as a frame of reference. Yeah.
How about the Dodgems? Instead of the Dodgems, it's Knapan. And it's really a Knapan Dodgems.
Yeah, but you all get a spear as well.
Yeah. And it'll be a massive area with like 100 per side.
You don't get to quit until the game ends. Kids going, Mum, Dad, I want to go off.
Please.
You don't. No. Well, win then. You have to win then, don't you?
You haven't made it to Llandeilo yet.
And it's on it's over a huge area. Imagine the biggest Dodgems like arena you've ever seen. Like it's the size of a county.
Yeah.
And you've all got to play your part.
And it takes 2 to 3 days to complete. Snap off Dodgems.
We got to swap in and out for sleep to make sure you don't lose.
What food do we have?
Right.
So, and it's got to be something you can serve quickly. So bowls of cowl, easy.
That's easy, yeah. You could even, if you wanted to, you know, zhuzh it up a bit, is do like a cowl in a bread bowl. You know how they do that sometimes?
Yeah, they do it like San Francisco, don't they? Like a chowder in a bread bowl. All right, I like that.
That's easy.
What kind of like play on words would be like you know, howl by hound sclodion?
For the veggies out there and the vegans, you have Blodeuwedd's feast, and it's just rabbit food. It's just salad and stuff in there. I think that works.
I think we should make it really expensive for what it is. You know, like food in theme parks is so shit and really expensive. So we should go down that vibe. So like what could be like a really, really expensive, a really overly like cheap thing to produce, but really expensive. So we got Blodeuwedd salad, Blodeuwedd feast.
You have an absolute, if you want to sit down and have a meal, right, you can have a full on meat platter and it's Llei Llaw Scoffes and you just have a huge, huge like meal of meats, all lamb based or something like that.
Give us why is that bant?
Llei Llaw Gyffes. I thought that was really good.
Oh, I know. I could tell you were, but I don't know enough on the Mabinogion to understand it.
You know, Llei Llaw Gyffes. He was Blodeuwedd's husband.
Yeah. But why is it? What is he? Because he's a goat enthused. What's the meat? Why is he a big meat boy? Oh, it's because it's the word scoff.
It's just the word scoff. Scoff.
I thought it was, he must have been renowned for like being a massive. No. All right.
Llei Llaw Scoffes.
Yeah, very good.
I mean, I appreciate you putting that down, even though you didn't know what the fuck I was on about. But
what about, Merlin's. Is it Medivin in Cymraeg?
It is in Cymraeg, yeah. You could do. There's something to do. We got to think of something of the Turch Troeth. He's like the king of the pigs. There's got to be something there.
Is it Prideri?
Oh, yeah. Prescott Prideri. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And that's our version of the, what's it? The McDonald's fish one?
Yeah.
Fish fillet. Whatever the fuck it's called.
Prescott Prideri's fish fillet.
Nowhere has it. We just keep it on there just in case. But yeah.
And then one more. Then you said it a second ago.
Gotta have something about there's something to be done with the Turch Troeth, who's like the king of the boars. He's king of the pigs. There's got to be something.
Tatos Trull.
Oh, like sort of bacon topped.
Like
loaded
bacon
fries or something.
Loaded fries. Tatos.
Oh yes, please. Get hungry. How do you spell it? Turch Troeth. T W R C H.
Yeah.
Troeth. T R W Y T H.
I think Tatos Turch is fine, isn't it?
Oh, Tatos Turch. Mate, it fucking sells itself.
Alright, then the characters walking around. This is so easy for us to smash out. Mm. Oh shit, where's my thing gone? Tom Shunkati, he's come around pretending to rob you.
He's going to be like, an absolute pain in the ass all day.
Yeah, but he takes it too far. And like, say for you and your wife or you and your partner are there and you have one photo and then he keeps hassling your partner and you're like, no, Tom, no, that's enough. And he goes, yeah. Oh, she wants to come out with me.
They complain to the management. We go, we had to fire the last one because he got a bit handsy with the wives, you know.
They only hire handsy Tom.
Yeah, but like, it's fully part of the experience. We never DBS check anyone who's going for Tom Sean.
No, he's constantly in trouble, but he's also allowed to always be in trouble.
Absolute working pervert. We just hire him every time. And every time we go, don't worry, we let him go. And then the next week he comes in and go, go on your back. Yeah, it's fine.
Well done, Tom. That's 16 complaints and it's not even 12 o'clock.
it's really immersing the public in the character.
Also,
his thing from his story, he pulls out a knife and goes, I'll cut your arm off if you don't marry me.
And then Welsh history say, oh, he's such a cad. He's a fucking domestic abuser. He's not okay.
We start saying to the Tom Shunkati staff, they'll go, right, sorry guys, because of all the complaints, we're going to have to start using fake knives now. We can't use real ones
anymore.
Well,
that actually made me think of what our like fun gift shop toys could be. So that's one thing we can add as well, just to the end of this.
What, the Tom Shunkati knives?
Do you know like in Oakwood, they sell those knives, so when you stab them, they like go inside the handle, so it looks like you've been stabbed and they disappear.
Oh, yeah.
So Tom Shunkati, he's walking around. I think Jemima... Yeah.
She's
security. So if ever
she has a little rope, she comes down with a rope and grabs bunches of people together and like hoists them together and insists they're French.
Yeah,
tries to take.
Come on, you fucking French bastard!
She'd be good. She'd be good for getting the like. Take him to the souvenir shop. Take him to a local restaurant.
She's
get
also
them to get the money up.
All security is Jemima Nichols. So it's like really angry.
You hire a security service and you force them to wear a Jemima Nichols thing.
Like a Welsh tabard.
Yeah, if you're going to, you know, detain someone, you've got to use this rope as well, all right? You have to use a rope and a pitchfork. That's what you got to do.
Who else can we have? I was thinking maybe how old are with that, like, you know that photo I said where it looks like someone's drawn on a tea towel?
With a massive finger. Yeah, with a massive finger. And we'll give him like a prosthetic finger as well, like an ET finger.
Yeah.
And also, he can go around.
That's actually what they send the gift shop. Hold our finger.
Oh, the prosthetic, authentic hold our finger. Yeah. Also, can hold our character go around like with a scroll and all he does is yell the rules at you all the time and go, no eating there. No, don't. This is the Welsh code of law.
You have to be 6 foot to ride the longbow.
It is the Welsh law as the creed.
Yeah. All right, one more. Like in the water place, Owenglin Dude, because it's in water.
Oh, very good. So yeah. Dude is Welsh for water, if no
and
one
he's,
knows.
What can he do whilst he's there?
Oh, can we completely like deconstruct this character?
He's got water
and he's actually dressed like a Captain Birdseye or something.
Yarr, he's like, yarr.
Yeah, it's completely really against character. Yeah. Really, yeah. Completely not it. And someone goes, "Who are you?" "I'm a winding dude. I am."
Yeah,
and
then he's lover.
Got, and he's got like a cutlass and a fucking flintlock pistol on his hip.
Okay.
And when someone goes, I don't know if Ugly Dude is quite accurate, we go, no, we did that on purpose.
Yeah. No, when they say, they go, are you right here, the rules of parlays. Yeah, I cannot question you for this.
Oh, the pirate's code.
Yeah. Okay, I love that. Any more gift shops before we nearly all out?
Oh, it's little gifts. Old Owenglin Dude's flintlock pistol. Include that for the kids.
Owenglin Dude's flintlock pistol.
This, I think it makes sense to us now. But
Beth, Gellert, what about Gellert's collar? Is that too sad? That's actually made me quite sad. I don't like that.
Yeah, it would actually be. Yeah, no. Yeah. How about Jemima Nichols, because she'll be about, you'll want, you can have an authentic copy of her pitchfork. Yeah,
Pitchfork. Let's think of people who we haven't mentioned as well, so we kind of cover the gamut of Welsh history.
How about something like Gwenllian's shield?
Oh, Gwenllian's a great one. I adore her.
Gwenllian's shield, because she got that smashed up with her arm.
Yeah, she got that smashed up. She's a bit like Eowyn, where she's like, I am no man. But then does get executed. Gwenllian's shield. Yeah. That's a great one.
Gwenllian's shield.
But it's also a bit of a... It's the Geronimo of Welsh history. People used to shout her name prior to war.
Exactly.
And one last one, the Schiltrun. I don't know how you'd like...
Just how would you do that?
Also, Welsh longbow. You got to buy that in a place, don't you?
Yeah.
But it's not a toy, it's a real weapon.
It's got bodkin arrows.
It's got bodkin right on
arrows. They can go through fucking plate armor. Don't mess around with them. They are not a toy. This is real.
Yeah. But we actually don't tell them. Is that we actually say no, it's really, really it's a toy.
Kids playing in the car park afterwards and like going through fucking the door of a car or something, or killing their sibling.
Shall I wrap it up and say, because we're going a bit over now.
Schiltrun salt shakers. There we go.
You said
that's
that
the sound.
Schiltrun salt shakers.
Schiltrun salt shakers. I don't know. Yeah. That's I can't even say it. It's a mouthful. Yeah. But yeah, that's got to be one.
That's really good, man. But it is literally just a salt shaker. Let me go for the. I'll run through it now. Okay. So our theme park, Welsh history themed, the rides on the dry part of the amusement park is Beard Gannet. It's the opposite of Bounce. A lot of these, you have to know what
Oakwood is. Yeah.
But it drops 100 feet underground, so you're getting buried. That it brings you back up, and it drops you back down again.
So imagine the ones that they take you up really high and they drop you, don't they? It's the opposite of this. It takes you, drops you straight down and then back up.
Next one, we do the day with roller coasters, similar to treetops. It starts off really genteel and chill and nice, and you see flowers and all that around you. And then you take flight like a goody hoo, like an owl, and you will dart around.
And then you start fucking corkscrewing and fucking double dipping. I don't know if that's a term, but you know what I mean.
You double dip. Then we have the reverse bungee, the longbow. Again, referencing Oakwood. Think of... what was that one called?
Vertigo. But this one, you get hoisted up as to start, and then you get yanked down against
the
pressure.
I was thinking you're on the floor, and you're pulled back, and then boom, you get
launched,
Then we got the Knap and Dodgem, so it's essentially rugby in Dodgems, but it lasts for minimum 2 days.
We said minimum 2 days. You've got to come on a weekend unless you want to take a day off, and it's over a huge amount of area as well. Yeah. It's going to cost a fortune, but I think it'll be totally worth it.
And then we got Cantregwe Lodland, which is the wet zone. And every hour or 45 minutes or an hour and a half, you don't know, all of a sudden
the whole thing floods.
Everywhere floods. Rising whole sea levels thing. Happen. Out of nowhere as well. Yeah. And they also serve food and you can have your phone
running.
There.
You see the staff running, you start running. All right?
Yeah. And then we got safe zone. Matholwch Cauldron. Have I said that right? Matholwch?
Yeah, Matholwch Cauldron, that's it.
So you're on a big water slide, and then you enter this massive cauldron, and you spin round and round and round and round and round and round, and then like Rebirth, you are birthed out of the
bottom.
Drop out of the hole,
bottom then.
Based off the story of the Mabinogion, when the Irish keep rejuvenating their soldiers. Then we got Moeladon inflatable obstacle course. And if you're English, you have to run across it. And if you're Welsh, you get foam arrows to shoot the children.
We said
off.
you get like essentially a scorpion type siege weapon, but it has little foam noodles in it. And you've got to try and nail the people off it.
then you got yourself a Bad CD pirate ship with a splash zone, which we charge extortionate rates to warm yourself back up.
If you want to dry
yourself,
because
the water is freezing. It's the Irish Sea, ice cold. The one they used to ride across.
All it would do is just, you were still wet, but you were just really warm.
Yeah, it was like it was sticky wet. It's like, it's fucking awful. It's
horrible.
It's like, yeah. And then,
but we'll charge you for it.
Yeah, heavily charged. And if you want to feed your tummy, you're not allowed any snacks in from outside. So you have to buy our food, and it's extortionately priced. First one, bowl of cowl in a bread bowl. That's fine. Next one, classic. A Dayworth feast, which is a salad.
Don't tell me you don't look after the veggies. Exactly.
Then to counter that, to look after the meat eaters, we've got Llei Llaw Scoffus. And it's a massive scoff fest.
I'm so gutted you didn't get that one when well, I said it, because I thought that was so good.
Because you said meat, I thought, well, was he renowned for being a big meat eater? And I thought, oh, it's the goat. Maybe because there's a goat in the story.
It was just the pun. It was
Should always focus on
scoff fest. Yeah.
When you hear guff fest, it keeps sounding like guff.
I know. Like, now I can't help but think that his actual name is about farts.
I know. Then we got Pescod Padelli, and we're doing the McDonald's burger, the little
fish fillet.
And then we got Tatos Turch, which is like a bacon topped fries, which is fucking
I would absolutely take some Tatos Turch right now. I'd fucking gobble it.
Characters walking around. We got the cunt, the predator, Tom Sean Catty, who tries to crack on with anyone who's there.
Professional pervert, Tom Sean Catty.
We got security of Jemima Nichols, who's going around rounding you up, even if you're innocent, and she comes to get you.
Don't get caught in the crossfire with the pitchfork and a rope. She's like one of those gladiators, you know, when they have the trident and the net. She's a bit like that.
We have to wrap this up. I'm dying for a piss.
I know, sorry.
How old are the enforcer? So he comes around and he says, you have to be 5'5" to ride the Bith get out. And, you know, all admin, all car parks will be clamped post 9 p.m.
We do not give change. We actually upcharge you.
All food must be bought with a token. Tokens cannot be exchanged for cash. So he gets a lot of that. A poor England dude is dressed like a pirate. And
we've stuck him in Cantra Gwaelod and just completely bastardized his character and made him dressed like a pirate for some
reason. I'm going to have to fly through these. Gift shop toys, hold Dad's big finger, like it, you're at the baseball with his big finger. Oh, England dude has a flintlock vessel. And we got Jemima Nichols' pitchfork. Gwenllian Shield, Welsh longbow, which is an actual longbow given with real bodkin arrows.
Like real metal arrows, yeah.
And then you have a salt shaker that has spears at the ends. It's a Shiltron spear. Thank you so much. Please come visit. Let us know what you'd add to that. I have to go. This is ridiculous. I love you. Goodbye. Yeah.
Cheers, all.
I'm going to piss my